As organizers brought children to the head of the line, more marchers clad in white T-shirts assembled at Green and Neal. And by the time the crowd had walked the several blocks of sidewalks to the Illini Union, it had grown to well over 500. They were orderly and vocal. The chants were both in English and Spanish. The most spontaneous was Si se puede, yes you can. The Mexican flags in the crowd show the overwhelming heritage of the marchers, but they also recited the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance in their quad rally. Diana Mora is with a student organization called La Colectiva that works with immigrants' rights. She says the issue extends far beyond the Mexican border, the heart of the battle over immigration, workers' rights, and national security.
You know, any immigrant that comes into the country may come with a visa and overstay their visa, and then immediately puts them in undocumented status, regardless of what country they come from. So people don't realize that there is a lot of undocumented Irish immigration, Polish immigration, Korean immigration. It's not, you know, it's also an Asian phenomenon and a European one.
Juan Acevedo's family moved from Mexico legally when Juan was a young child. He's now a U of I student, and he helped carry the largest U.S. flag in the march. He says his immediate family status doesn't ride on immigration reform, but the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants need help to forward themselves.
It hurts seeing people that can't progress. They can't even dream anymore because they have to work. They're just like working like a lot of hours, and to me it's just really sad, and I'm trying to get my people to get some kind of education. But in order to do that, you need papers.
A lot of the marchers' anger was aimed at a bill that passed the U.S. House last December. It focused on security, with a provision for a wall across the entire U.S.-Mexican border. It also would make it a felony to enter the U.S. without documentation and make it a crime to assist somebody entering the country illegally. Illinois Congressman Tim Johnson voted for the bill, but his spokesman Phil Bloomer says it was only supposed to be a portion of Congress's overall immigration plan.
We need to bring some accountability on the part of people who are entering this country illegally. And accountability needs to be drawn from the businesses and industries who are exploiting these people as well. It's not a problem that's going to be solved easily or by one piece of legislation.
Senate leaders had reached a compromise on a bill that would have set up a guest worker program and help undocumented workers make a transition to U.S. residency. Bloomer says Johnson could support those provisions, but the compromise fell through before Congress adjourned for vacation. That's got advocates for immigrants concerned. Walter Gonzalez came from Bolivia and has been a U.S. citizen for more than 20 years, but he faults the government more than illegal immigrants for letting business capitalize off cheaper labor.
I fully support a guest worker program or some way to regularize the status of all these workers who we have been benefiting from. We allowed them in. We have immigration laws which our government has ignored and not enforced. And now they blame the poor people for it.
The rallies are meant to show decision makers that many people, thousands in Champaign County and millions nationwide, are closely watching their actions on immigration, whether or not they can vote. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.